This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. Cornell men's hockey had one of the most magical seasons you could possibly ask for. Obviously, things were cut a little bit short because of coronavirus, so we don't necessarily know what could have happened. And we still talk about the what-ifs with this program and the women's hockey team and other local teams throughout the area. But one of the reasons why this team was so good this year is because of junior forward Morgan Barron, who finished the season with 32 points. He's the ECAC's Hockey Player of the Year, and he joins us now here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Morgan, first and foremost, you kind of alluded to it, most if not all of your teammates are home, they're safe. How are you doing during these really crazy and trying times?
I'm doing pretty well, given the circumstances. Obviously, an ideal workload, still be back down to go with my teammates and studying and playing hockey. But, I made it back home with my family. I'm back in Halifax now, and everyone here is healthy and happy. So things are pretty good here, thankfully.
That's great. That's great to hear. Take me back a couple of weeks ago and what the emotions were like knowing that everything was getting canceled and knowing that the possibility of playing for a national championship and obviously an ECAC championship was taken away from you.
Yeah, it was really emotional. I mean, it was pretty chaotic. I remember sitting in class with some of my teammates. I think it was on the Wednesday afternoon, and we had heard from some kids who actually played on Harvard that their coach had pulled them out, or their school rather, and had told them they can't play. And that's when things kind of started getting crazy. And then the next 24 or 48 hours after that, it was just it's like a domino effect. One team pulled out, then the next team pulled out, and then this got canceled, and then the NBA got canceled. So, we figured it was just a matter of time, unfortunately, before the ECACs got canceled altogether. I think there were some of us who probably held out some hope that maybe the NCAA tournament would go on, just because we knew that obviously the NCAA makes a ton of money, especially from the basketball doing all that. So we figured maybe they would try to do that without fans. And we had a fighting chance and maybe we get to play a few more games. But, obviously that didn't happen. And especially looking back on it now, I think nobody on our team would argue that was the wrong decision. We all agree with it and understand the circumstances. But nonetheless, I think just being around the dressing room with your team and realizing, that was the last game we were going to play together as a group of, 25, 30 players. And it was really emotional. We had a great season. We really looked forward to what was going to come for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Morgan Barron joining us here on BTL, junior forward for the Cornell Big Red Men's hockey team. We had Shafe on a couple of weeks ago, as I mentioned, and I was pretty straight with him. And I said, do you feel like this team could have won a national championship? And he said, yeah. I mean, do you feel that was the same way with your team this year, that you very well could have been crowned the best of the best?
Yeah. I mean, I think with college hockey, especially, things are so crazy. Once you get into the tournament, you never really know what could have happened. But I remember talking to my parents after that last Clarkson game we played. And, I told them I thought that was the most complete game, as a team that we've played since I've been here for 3 years at Cornell. And it just felt like, we were on a heck of a winning streak, and we were just kind of playing better hockey each and every game, which was kind of what we set out to do. I remember, talking with the team and family and friends the whole year. The focus the whole time was really on just getting better every game and wanted to make sure we peaked at the right time because, even last year in playoffs, we had a little bit of a tough time with Union there, and we weren't necessarily playing our best hockey at the right time. But it really felt like it all came together. So I definitely think we are capable of it. Things are crazy in the tournament, but I like the way we were playing. I like our chances for sure, which only makes it a little more difficult.
It's been so interesting watching you grow and your game grow, and your sports information director, Brandon Thomas, put together this incredible piece on the Cornell Big Red website, just about you and your career so far. It alluded to how you scored a point in each of your first seven games, and I remember that distinctively. Just seeing this kind of comfort level coming from a freshman at 18 years old. When you kind of take a step back and look at your game and whatnot, Why do you feel like you've been able to find this kind of success, especially right from the get-go, and it's just gotten better and better and better as the years have gone on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really too sure, to be honest. It's it's not something that's easy to put into words. There's definitely been a little bit of luck on the way, but I think I have to give a lot of credit to my teammates and coaches. You know, I look back as coming into as a freshman, and you know, I didn't know any of the other guys really. I knew Matty Glada just a little bit, but aside from that, you're coming into a room with 30 new faces, and it's scary. So I give a ton of credit, especially to the senior class back when I was freshman, and everyone in between, just because they did such a good job of making us all feel comfortable. So, you know, off the ice was probably the part I was most worried about, just getting to know the guys and trying to figure out how you fit in and the dynamic of a team. And, you know, that was something that, thankfully, with the help of them, we were able to figure out pretty quickly, myself and the whole class. And then as soon as you got on the ice, all you had to worry about was playing hockey, which is something, you know, most of us have been doing now for, you know, 15 to 20 years. So I just tried to have fun with it. And like I said, seniors and juniors and sophomores, when I came in, they all made it really easy for me to get comfortable. And, you know, the coaching staff is the same way. They just want to make sure we can take care of all the other stuff on our own, and they'll help us improve our hockey game. And, you know, it's worked out really well for me.
What was the scariest part?
Well, like I said, I mean, socially was probably the part I was most worried about, just coming in and not knowing anybody, for anybody. I think that's something that's going to be tough to tackle, coming in and meeting all these new people. But there's a lot of things that I never really had to deal with in prep school that, you know, all of a sudden came to the forefront in college. I mean, you had a bunch more schoolwork that I knew I was going to have to deal with. Obviously, there's healthy scratches all of a sudden, and I had never been in a situation where, you know, all week in practice you're battling to try to stay in the lineup. So there was so much change, so much difference, different stuff going on, but you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been really cool for the first 3 years.
I believe it. Morgan Barron joining us here on BTL, junior forward for the Cornell men's hockey team, finishing the season with 32 points, also being named ECAC first team in back-to-back seasons for the first time by a CU player since Joe Neuwendijk. What is that like, being able to put your name into these kind of record books in these awards and honors that haven't really been accomplished in quite some time?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool anytime you get to go up there with someone like Mr. Neuwendijk. I think that's obviously an honor, but at the end of the day, all these awards that, you know, some of them have come my way, I've been fortunate, but I don't think any of that would happen without my teammates. I mean, you look at things like our power play this year and how successful we were as a five-man unit. And, you know, ultimately, I think these awards, a lot of it probably just goes to statistical leaders and things like that, especially in the past. So, you know, I don't think a lot of those assists or goals come unless, you know, I have teammates who are doing a great job around me. I had great line mates all year. So, you know, I really do look at them as team awards more than individual, just because over the course of a year, you know, you can put me on a lot of other teams in the country, and I don't think I'm going to be nearly as successful as I was this year.
Yeah. Is there kind of the same feeling that you have right now being one of the 10 finalists for the Hobie?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not even sure how the voting and all that stuff works, but I mean, just to be up there with some of the other players around the country, you see how special they are. And I think it really just speaks to the growth of college hockey. And there's so many good players around the country. So just to be able to have my name up there with them has been awesome. I'm just really grateful for my coaches and teammates for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Well, I don't know if you've paid attention to at least the fan voting, but you're second in the fan voting. So that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, you finished second in the fan voting. So obviously some really cool stuff for you, Morgan. Morgan Barron joining us here on BTL, junior forward for Cornell men's hockey. How do you feel like your game has changed over the last 3 years?
Probably the biggest thing is that I've really just tried to be someone who can play anywhere on the ice in any situation in the game. I think coming in, you know, like you said, I had a little bit of a hot start as a freshman, and I was able to get the score sheet enough, and that was pretty cool. But I think looking back, you know, I never really got the chance to penalty kill as a freshman, and rightfully so. You know, I think that's something that you have to earn the trust of the coaches, and, you know, it's difficult, and playing in your own end at the end of the game, all those different things, I think. I've come a long way, especially in those aspects of the game. And that's something I've tried to pride myself on. I think I understand that, you know, if and when I try to make the jump to the next level, it's only going to get tougher. And those things are only going to become more and more important. So it's been a long ride. Just being able to gain the coaching staff's trust and be able to be out there in those important parts of the game, I really enjoyed learning that part of the game.
Yeah. Last year, you knew after the season ended that you wanted to come back despite so much attention on your future and the success that you had during the offseason. I'm sure a lot of people do want to know. I mean, what does that process look like now? What does your future hold on the East Hill? Is that something that you've decided? Is that something that you're, keeping close to the cards or the playing cards close to your chest? I mean, what's the scenario looking like with that?
No, I mean, I'm pretty open with it with anybody who I talk to. I think, you know, right now I haven't made any decision up about what next year is going to look like. Times are so weird right now that, I think in any ordinary instance, hopefully we'd still be playing hockey. And then, you know, if our season ended after the Frozen Four or ended after regionals or whenever, I think you're kind of pressured to make a decision a little bit quicker because there's other hockey being played. So you either go and join a team somewhere professionally or you go back and get ready for your senior year. But obviously given the circumstances, there's nowhere for me to go play anyway. So it's been good in that sense. I've been able to take my time with it and really talk things over with my family, especially, and kind of get a grasp for what I want. So no, I really haven't decided anything. I don't think I will for at least the next little bit. I'm not really in a huge rush, but I've definitely been talking a little bit with Coach Schaefer about it and people from New York. So I'm really just trying to take my time with it, and I'll make whatever decision I feel is best for me moving forward.
Well, regardless of what decision you make, it's going to be a good one for you because you've been nothing short of sensational, man. And, you know, it's been, at least for now, fun watching you play on the East Hill. We'd love to see you again for another year. If not, hey, you're going to kill it out there wherever you go. Congratulations on what's been a great season for you and the guys over there at Cornell. Really appreciate a couple of minutes, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it a lot.